Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. We have what could be more good news in the robocall wars. However, I'm not terribly optimistic. Let's just say that. But I had a lot of people send me this story via email and mention it in the comments. And I actually got a couple pieces of U.S. mail on it, which, by the way, nothing beats good old-fashioned, old-school letters stuck in envelopes with stamps on them that get sent to me at the address in the credits at the end of the videos. Thank you very much, guys. I read them all. I actually cherish them. It's one thing to read an email and move on to the next one, but I actually have a little stack of letters on my desk, and I read them, and I put them in, and I look at the stack and go, ah, yes. I appreciate those letters. But the headlines have been things like this, and this is a headline from Fortune magazine, and I've seen this story reported all over the place. But when I went on just now to get the most recent story, this story is just a couple hours old, so I thought, it's fresh. But the FCC takes major step toward limiting robocalls and scammers. And we've talked about this before quite a bit. And, you know, I have a phone on my desk, and I've got a cell phone. And both of them ring all day long with robocalls. And the sad part is that many of the phone calls that come into my desk phone are spoofed, meaning it'll say things like Beaumont Hospital is calling you, the city of Royal Oak is calling you. And it's picking numbers randomly that are near my, you know, my office. But the problem is that it's disconcerting to see that the hospital is calling. And then you pick it up and it's Rachel from Card Services. So, you know, I've talked about this quite a bit before. It's one of the most annoying things in America. And they could stop this. Now, the funny thing is, every time I say that, I get a debate going in the comments below my videos where half the people who respond say, Steve, they can't stop it. The calls are coming from India as if somehow the people in India can do stuff that we can't control. But I've also spoken to many people in the phone industry. They say, Steve, you are dead right. They could end the calls if they wanted to, but the phone companies make money off the calls. So when someone's making millions and millions and millions of phone calls and paying for them, it's not hard to figure out who's benefiting from that. So we all lose as consumers, but the phone companies are making money. So here's the deal. The Federal Communications Commission just the other day reiterated its demand that major phone carriers implement a standardized caller ID authentication network by the end of this year. And that would be a move aimed at combating both scammers and the number of robocalls plaguing people's phones. And of course, we pointed this out before, the phone calls are all federal offenses. I mean, I am the victim of several federal offenses every single day, but I can't do a darn thing about it because the people doing it are in India, and the people in America who could control it won't control it because they're not obligated by law to do so until it looks like there might be something coming down the pike. Now, according to one software company that blocks robocalls, or at least tries to, nearly 48 billion robocalls were made nationally in 2018. That's a roughly 19 billion increase from 2 years prior. I could do the math on that, but that's kind of like everybody's getting about a dozen of these a day, every single day, day in and day out. The FCC took a major step towards limiting these calls the other day by voting to allow, listen to this, service providers can block unwanted calls by default so long as customers have the option to opt out of the service. So in other words, they're going to make a service available where the default position is you don't get these calls unless you opt in and say, I want them. Talk about an option that no one will select except for people who don't understand what it is. Okay? So this most recent vote also included a provision to require service providers to adopt the caller ID authentication network known as Shake and Stir. Yes, once again, our government is great at coming up with acronyms. Laws, not so much. But acronyms, sure, they got that down. Now, this is only the providers failed to do so voluntarily. So they're basically saying, look, guys, we're going to give you this year to keep milking this. I mean, to come up with a way of preventing this. And then at the end of this year, if you aren't good, we might make you do this. So we'll see what happens. But a previous FCC statement on the matter argues that self-implementation is likely the fastest way to help customers, as any regulatory mandates could be bogged down in litigation. Yeah, see, we can't pass laws because the people who are subject to the laws might sue us. And we're the government. We'd hate to have to hire attorneys to defend us. considering the fact that we've got an entire Justice Department that does nothing but defend the government. So, shake and stir. You have to say it that way because there's no space between the words. It's a what's that thing called again? A virgule. There you go. Which stands for signature-based handling of asserted information using tokens and the Secure Telephone Identity Revisited standards. It works out, trust me. That would help to prevent illegal caller ID spoofing, which of course is when the caller falsely puts the information displayed in the caller ID to indicate they're somebody else as opposed to who they really are. And here's a quote, according to FCC Commissioner Jeffrey Starks. Often, calls are spoofed to look like they're coming from a local business or neighbor. This pernicious practice makes it so we can't differentiate those unwanted robocalls from calls from our doctors or our kids' schools. And I love it that there's an FCC commissioner out there who has figured this out. It's only been going on for 10 years, and he just now has decided it's time for him to make a statement and tell us what's been bothering us for the last 10 years. It's a pernicious practice. Who'd have thunk it? According to the FCC, the shake and stir system would have the caller ID of calls traveling through interconnected phone networks signed as legitimate by the originating carriers and then validated by other carriers before reaching consumers. This would not only ensure the caller ID is accurate, but would help to strengthen call blocking systems, okay? And I've talked to people in the phone industry, they said this is absolutely doable. No question about it. The only reason it's not being implemented and the reason it's not been implemented is simply because the phone companies are making too much money with the way things are, which is why I'm not confident that by the end of this year they'll do this voluntarily, nor am I confident that next year the FCC is going to change them. They're going to say, oh, we'll give them another year. We'll give them another year. So FCC's chairman, Ajit Pai, first demanded the service providers implement such a system in 2018. Okay, I think that was last year. Is that how numbers work? So far, he said he's pleased by the progress that the industry has made and is optimistic that the end of the year deadline will be met. How can you be pleased with progress when nothing's happened? Could you actually say we're getting someplace if you haven't moved? What's his definition of progress? So following the most recent vote, the FCC said it will be seeking comment on whether a safe harbor should be made for providers that block robocalls based on whether the caller ID was authenticated. The agency will also be hosting a shake and stir summit on July 11th to examine the phone industry's progress towards implementing the standardized system. And this is going to be a real easy one to figure out. They can hold a summit and ask about progress, and they're going to hear from people who are going to say, oh, these new regulations are going to be just impossible to implement. They're going to put us all out of business. I don't know, it's going to be horrible for business. We need a couple more years on this one. And of course, because I received, I think, six of these calls today. I believe I got two on my cell phone and I got four on my desk phone. I got six phone calls today. And I know you're going to say, Steve, how much money did the phone company make off those six phone calls? Well, let's see. I got six. You got six. Everyone else got six. multiply it out by every single phone number in North America, because that's what they're doing. They're auto-dialing all the numbers in North America. By the way, is this happening in Canada? I know I've got some viewers in Canada. If you're in Canada, are you bombarded with robocalls? I'm just curious, because in America, it's such a plague that everyone's familiar with it, but I've not heard from people in other countries. So the question is, if you're in Canada or Australia, where I've got a lot of people who watch my videos, and we speak a similar language, not exactly the same, but similar. If you're in Australia or Canada, please let me know, are you bombarded with robocalls? And what I'm talking about is literally my desk phone rings during the day, my cell phone rings during the day, and the caller ID is incorrect. It'll show a local phone number, and when I answer it, it's a recording that says, we've been monitoring your Visa card, or we have health insurance news for you, or your car warranty is about to expire, and it's all these sales pitches. And like I said, the caller ID does not match who it really is. And if you actually buzz through to get a human being, you get a call center in another country. And it's someone speaking English with a really, really bad accent, if you know what I mean. So the question is, are people in other country getting these robocalls? Or is it just the U.S.? Because I'm telling you right now, if it's just the U.S., I'm going to go nuts. because it's obvious that this could be stopped. But of course, the telecommunication companies are so large and they make so much money off this, that's my theory, that they have no incentive. In fact, they are de-incentivized. Disincentivized? They don't want this to stop. Right now, they've got a spigot that's wide open and money's pouring into their coffers from the people who are behind all these phone calls. And stopping that is not going to help them financially. So anyways, the FCC has taken major steps towards limiting robocalls and scammers, but the first steps are voluntary. We'll see how it goes in 2020. That's pretty much what they're saying. So I will continue to keep you updated on this. As you can see, it's near and dear to my heart. And if you're in Australia or Canada, please let me know. Are you being inundated? I'm talking about 5 or 10 times a day by robocalls. I'm curious. Questions or comments or updates, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.